I am personally thankful to you for joining our prayers every day for more than 1 year. But personally speaking, I'm really thankful to the Lord for the opportunity for me to be able to reflect on God's words instead of thinking about the problems and what is happening around the world. We can focus on what God is saying, and we see God, how great He is. And these reflections every day has really helped me, even personally, to tell you honestly. And so that is that's the importance why we have this reflection. Yesterday, I shared with you about physical and spiritual blindness, as we heard a story of a man who was born blind and Jesus healed him. I cannot help but think of the spiritual blindness which characterized the religious leaders as we hear today, due to their blatant rejection of Jesus. While the blind man received sight, the religious leaders were spiritually blind. Isn't that interesting? When the light of Christ is received, it guides, it illumines, and it even guides people to the point that Christ is acknowledged. You are the Son of God, and worship Him and receive life. While those who rejected Christ remain in darkness. So in today's reading, they interrogated the healed man and threatened even his parents with excommunication. For what reason? To disprove a miracle that Jesus performed that they could not disprove. The healed individual worshiped Jesus as the Savior, while the religious leaders remained in his spiritual blindness. And in their spiritual blindness, and this is what spiritual blindness results to, they end up calling evil good and good evil. It's like not knowing the difference between the left hand and the right hand. I would like to share with you a story from 2 Kings chapter 5. Let me read to you a couple of verses from the beginning of that chapter. It's a story of Naaman, who was a leper and who was healed. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians on their raids had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." This story of Naaman is a Syrian captain, or a captain in the Syrian army, a Gentile, a valiant one. But one thing was that he was a leper. They captured a young Jewish girl in one of the raids who worked for Naaman's household. And then what happened was this girl said, if he were in Israel, he would be healed, because there is a prophet of God in Israel by the name of Elisha. Let us fast forward. Naaman goes to Elisha. Elisha does not come out. Instead, sends a messenger to talk to Naaman. And the message was to Naaman, go to the Jordan River and wash yourself 7 times and you will be healed. And since Elisha would not come out, Naaman was insulted and was furious and went ballistic. Naaman belittles then the river of Jordan. He says, aren't the rivers of Damascus better than the rivers of Israel? Why did he say this? Because Naaman was expecting something that was more dramatic, or perhaps a little bit more of respect, because he was a man of stature. Socially, I mean. Naaman's servant said to his master, "Master, if the prophet asks something great, would you do it?" And he said, "Of course." And the servant said, "Yet he is asking something very simple. What is the problem?" So Naaman yielded and goes to the river Jordan and dips himself 7 times. And lo and behold, his flesh was restored like the flesh of a child and was made clean. Naaman, though not a religious man, although a religious man rather, did not yet know the sacraments and what the prophet meant. His dipping into the Jordan 7 times had a distinctly sacramental quality. It was an action designated by God for the granting of grace. By bathing in the Jordan, Naaman would identify himself even as a Gentile with Israel's passage into the promised land. You know, this Old Testament story foreshadows the Christian sacrament of baptism, that through the sacrament, we will receive our healing and be cleansed from our sins. The blind man received healing and received eternal life. Naaman washed himself in the Jordan River, received the cleansing and the promise of the, and received the hope of the promised land or eternal life. Unless Naaman obeys the prophet's instruction, he would have remained a leper. Through waters of baptism, Naaman was cleansed. And in our gospel reading yesterday and today, the blind man saw Christ, of whom both were required to make the same act of obedience in faith. That is what is the common denominator between Naaman and the blind man. Both of them obeyed in faith. Naaman obeyed Elisha, while the blind man obeyed the commands of Jesus. And we see this even in the book of Acts, that the newly converted Paul would someday receive from Ananias a command, an instruction: arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. I would like to leave with a note of the importance of the sacrament of baptism. The sacrament of baptism is the washing of our sins, as what we have heard in the story of Naaman. The sacrament of baptism is the healing of humanity's spiritual blindness, that we might see God. Remember the words from the scriptures: taste and see that the Lord is good. We see God, who is good, and we taste God in the Eucharist, who is good. Baptism is not only a religious rite. Baptism is not joining a Christian club, my brothers and sisters. Baptism is an act of faith resulting to healing, cleansing from our sins, or cleansing of our sins, and receiving the resurrected life of Christ, of which we can live and enjoy here and now. So I pray that this reflection will make you think really of the baptism that you have received. Amen.